clear that there's a lot of challenges that today's youth face, challenges that Lechuda didn't exist before. And you have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of organizations dealing with these challenges, troubled teens, whether going off the derech, kids who are mamish, dealing with drugs, and all the many other crises that there are. And people running these organizations should be blessed, and they should have a lot of atzlach in helping these people. And they deserve a lot of credit for what they do. Pashut saving neshamas. There's something that we could do, we as educators, as parents, to actually help them in their work. Besides the obvious, I'll put a plug for them in here, to actually support them monetarily and emotionally, give them the support to continue doing their work. But there's the less obvious things that we could do for them. And that is to alleviate their work. You could put it in two parts. One is push it to lessen the load of their work. Let them focus on what they're supposed to be focused on, not get overloaded with work. Number two is preventative. Prevent them from having new clients. That's what I'd like to discuss today. So there's, if you think about it, there's a trend today, before you get to chinuch, before you get to education, there's a trend that wants us to doubt ourselves. There's a trend today, like an obsession almost, talk about a mental health, let's say, is an obsession with being crazy. Today, in order to be normal, you have to have issues. If you don't have a therapist, so number one, either you're crazy, because if you're today, if you're normal, you're crazy. Or you're in denial. That's as far as mental health goes. There's actually, when I was working with Hassanim, with Bachrim, pretty fascinating. It was a blessing in a way that one of the most common conditions, if you will, that came up with Bachrim is to convince the Bachar that he's actually capable of getting married, of being married, being a good husband, being a good father, holding down a job. So many factions of today's world want us to doubt our innate abilities. I didn't read this, I didn't watch that, how am I going to be a good husband? Convince the Bachar, Pashat, convince him that he has what it takes. There's a, I mean, mothers today, there's a whole trend in science and even medicine that wants to convince you that you need doctors. Doctors used to call mothers and bubbas for certain remedies, and now these women are coming to the doctors for those same things. So we're losing that trust in ourselves that we could take care of ourselves. We're actually healthier than we think sometimes. Even with physical health, okay, there's a small percentage of a hypochondriacs. That means that they're so obsessed with hysteria, what's going to happen, maybe they're sick, maybe the condition is worse than they think, and they run to the doctor, and sometimes the doctor says they're healthy, but they don't even believe the doctor. Actually, when I was younger, I heard that Rebbe said, Dr. Rabbi Zelikson says, was said to his father, Dr. Zelikson, that when Mashiach comes, what are doctors going to do? If everybody's going to be healthy, what are doctors going to do? They're going to be out of a job. So the way that Rebbe said, I always heard this as a kid, the way that Rebbe said it was, doctors are going to be there to tell people how healthy they are. And I actually never understood it. I never, until recently. People today have a hard time believing that they're healthy. The doctor, how many patients do doctors have, before you get to mental health, we're going to get there soon. Physical health, the doctor has to tell the patient, you're healthy. Continue doing what you're doing. Eat healthy, exercise, you're great. But now let's get to education itself. Get to education. We're going to get back to mental health soon. There's also this trend of, there's so much craziness in the world, there's so much craziness, that teachers have to be trained, mamish, in like first responders. They're all emergency personnel because every single kid is in crisis. And a principal told me that it's shocking that 50% of his students are in therapy. 50% of kids are in therapy. So there's this trend that wants us to believe that all teachers need to be first responders, and all schools are now being transformed into infirmaries. So here's a letter, to give a little perspective on this. It's from the Letter in the Spirit, Rabbi Dr. Mendel's collection. It's a letter written in 5732, Lamed Beis, 1972, to a police officer. I'm going to read part of the letter. Two paragraphs I'll read. The merit of working with the police department consists mainly in the fact that its purpose is to promote law and order and enable the members of the community to live the kind of life which is worthy of human living in conditions of security and peace of mind. Ideally, the purpose of the police department is to concentrate on the good and on crime prevention, rather than having to catch the culprits after the perpetration of the crime. Next, the same is true of medical science. For although when a person becomes sick, it is necessary to do everything possible to alleviate his pain and cure him, the ideal objective of medical science is preventive medicine, and to teach people to live in their daily life in a way that would not necessitate their dependence upon medication and the like. Similarly, it is to be hoped that the work of the police department could be largely dedicated to making and promoting the conditions which would be conducive to a peaceful and orderly life in which the public institutions, especially the schools, both public and private, could carry on their work without problems. And even the antisocial elements would recognize that crime does not pay. The Rebbe wrote this letter to this police officer. He got a promotion to sergeant. The Rebbe writes him this letter. It's only part of the letter. The first thing we could do is recognize that there is a lot of healthy people out there, and maybe we're even some of them. So what's gained by that is, like the Rebbe says, when you have someone who's sick, heal them. But if every institution now today gets carried away with becoming first responders, emergency, every school now has to be trained and everything, every teacher is dealing with the kids at risk, because your whole class is kids at risk. So you're distracting the people who actually have real work with kids at risk. And they're fundraising for those programs. And they're putting a lot of effort into it. And they're literally taking all the professional help they could get. Let's do what we can to alleviate some of that, and let the professional help go where it belongs. Not every kid needs professional help. Out of those 50% of kids who are getting therapy, a lot less probably need it. But we're going to get to that, because that leads to step number two, which the Rebbe mentions here as well, and that is preventative medicine. Preventative. It means first step is don't send all the patients to the doctor if they're not sick. Then there is do what we can to prevent the problem to begin with. Now, it's actually a conversation that I had with a therapist, a friend of mine who's a therapist in our yeshivas. This will lead us into our first discussion. Today we're going to do a little bit of Perek Aleph. So it's Mishnah Vav, part of Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Vav says, before I get to Mishnah Vav, preventing these issues could be accomplished by creating a healthy person. Raising a child from when they're little to be a healthy person. Now, before we say this is too ideal, let's look at the ideal. Let's look at the ideal, in the Rebbe's words. We have a Torah that gives us a system. It's a great system. Just because some people misuse a program, don't then go and blame the guy who wrote the program. The system of Torah is tremendous. The best system that could be out there. Let's learn how to use it. And if we use it properly, implement it properly, we'll have avoided a lot of issues to begin with. For example, Mishnah Vav says, Yeshua ben Prachya Oimer, Asei Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rav. A Rav means a teacher or mentor. Uknei Lecha Chavar, acquire for yourself a friend, a Chavar. Thirdly, Vehevi Donis Kol Adam Lekaf Zchus, and judge every person the benefit of the doubt or favorably. We'll talk as parents, what we could do, parents, educators, and what we could actually teach our kids as far as this goes. So what did this therapist tell me? He said that he finds, before you get to kids, he finds, Bechlal, that so many of his patients come to him because they don't have a mashpia. They don't have a mentor. Or because they don't have a good friend. Became a new pshat, and asei lecha rav is appoint for yourself a therapist. Ukenei lecha chaver is even better. Pay the therapist, and now he's your friend. And I pshat. So let's try to use the system for what it is. Asei lecha rav. The best gift we could give ourselves is that, we're just going to explore it a little bit, that voice of objectivity, someone who sees us from the outside, is willing to give us an objective view of our life, guide us through the right and wrong, things that we can't see on our own. Imagine if we were brought up from when we're kids to see this. Now, how many issues would this avoid? How helpful would this be, and how many issues would this avoid? We'll take another hot topic today, leadership. It's a very common, very hip thing to say today. There's no leadership. There's no leadership. Maybe true, maybe not true. What does a Asei Lecha Rav tell us? If you be a follower, you're going to have a leader. A Asei Lecha Rav means appoint for yourself a teacher, a mentor. Why do I need to be worried about the whole world having leaders and the whole community having leaders? What about me having a leader? Or what about me being a leader to somebody else who needs? It begins there. Asei lecha rav. Make for yourself a mentor. And if we model this kind of behavior, our kids will also start picking up on it. Imagine this. It would be a very, very influential thing, a very positive thing, if when a parent needs to ask their mashpia a question or their rav a question, their kids should know about it. They don't need to know what the question is, but they should know, mommy is calling her mashpia. Tati is going to the rav. In the kid's mind now, his all-powerful tati and her wise mommy also needs to talk to somebody. You're allowed to ask a question. You're encouraged to ask questions. It's a beautiful tool we just gave our kids. Asei lecha, make the rav for yourself, even when it's not easy, and the kids will learn to do the same thing. Here in Beis Rivka, there was a strike last year. And one of the good things that came out of it, if you could say so, is a parent told me this. Her class did have a teacher. The teacher came from Borough Park, and the class asked her, why did she come? Most teachers didn't come. They asked her, why did you come? And she said, she went to her rav, and she asked her rav if she should join the strike or she should come to school anyway. And he said, if you're asking me, you should go teach. That was, she said, I listened to my rav. In my humble opinion, the kids learned more from her than anything else. She gave them a tool for life. Everyone should have a rav. If you have a real life question, for her this was a real question, take it to your rav. And most importantly, listen. If your app says something, do it. It also very helpful, it's extremely helpful for us as adults, parents, educators. This guy called me a little while ago, and he says like this. His wife and him read a lot of books on chinuch. They watch a lot of videos, lectures on chinuch, and they listen to a lot of recordings. But he says, why is it that we're still so confused and we get mixed messages? From one mechanech, we hear all about Yamin Mekarevis. From another mechanech, we learn about discipline. What do you think the answer is? The lashon of the mission is Asei Lecha Rav. Singular. Have for yourself one Rav. The Mefarshim here, the Bartonud and other Mefarshim, explain this mission and they say, why would you only want to learn from one person? You should learn from many people, get different perspectives. And they say, yes, it's good to hear perspectives, but have one deciding figure. When it comes to direction in life, you have one Rav. Asei Lecha Rav. You wouldn't be so confused if you had your person that knows you well and could give you guidance, what's right for you. Not what's right for the world or right for your neighbor. What's right for you? Asei Lecha Rav. This guy told me when he was growing up, a lot of times, out of nowhere, his mother would change the method of parenting. One day, she's making supper. 2 weeks later, no, everyone's making their own supper. He always knew when his mother's reading a new parenting book. Kids will gain a lot from Asei Lecha Rav in the singular. What about a Knei Lecha Chaver? This is a huge topic. Huge topic, very good. It's also singular. Let's talk a little bit about what's said in this mission here. If you look in the Rambam, for example, he focuses on several things. One is uknei lecha. Knei lecha means acquire for yourself. Friendships take effort. Friendships take effort. This is something that's helpful for all of us, and we can teach it to kids as well. I had a copy of the letter. Where is it? Here. Put out your bid for friendship. Reach out to someone. That's how you acquire a friend. The Rambam talks also about the importance of having a friend. And here the Rebbe writes a letter to a girl. I'm going to read a little part out of the letter. But the girl writes, this is in Tavshin Yutes, 1959. It's in Igros Kedosh Chelik Yutches. She writes that she's basically depressed. The Rebbe talks that people by nature are social creatures, medini, and therefore, if someone acts opposite of their innate nature, which is to be a social creature, it's not healthy. And it brings complications that are unnecessary. Now, if for some reason being social is difficult for you, then you should learn from swimming. Just like if you want to learn to swim, standing on the side of the river and theorizing what you'll do when you get in won't teach you how to swim. The first step to learning how to swim is getting into the water. The Rebbe is not claiming to this girl that it's easy, but it's a tool in making friends. Sometimes you have to push your way into, go into the water. There's a circle of people, get into that circle, do something for someone. The Rambam writes that also, and there's a letter from the Rebbe to a boy about that. Also had a similar question he's feeling, alone, isolated. The Rebbe writes to him, see what you could to reach out to somebody else. Befriend somebody else. Do something for someone else. And you'll see friendship starting to form. And then you won't feel so lonely anymore. And then like you pointed out, Knei Lecha Chaver. One friend. Facebook killed this for us. In Facebook standards, if you have less than 250 friends, you're a failure and you're unpopular. The question then becomes, out of those 250 friends who, when you get engaged, will click like, yeah, they like you, they like you, they like you, but then you need someone to actually come and help you carry packages, take you shopping, help you prepare for your simcha. How many, I don't even know if the word, is there a help button on Facebook? Maybe you should invent that, right? That's not going to exist, because you're only going to have that one friend, which is also a healthy thing to know, and a healthy thing we could model. You see, your parent has one good friend. If you look at the Lakut HaDiburim and the letters of the Friedrich Rebbe, where he writes, the Rabbeim were moiser nefesh, that Hasidim should have friends, they write always one, a chaver toiv, a good friend with whom you could talk about everything. In the words of the Rambam on this mission, a friend, one of the types of friends, is someone in whose presence you could talk freely, you could think freely, without any inhibitions. One friend would do the trick. This is also something we could teach our children. Now, this therapist friend of mine told me that in yeshiva, he finds himself being the mashpia and the chaver of kids. Young teenagers in yeshiva. And its most frustrating part of his job is that he's being brought to do somebody else's job. And the kids who really need his help, his time is taxed. He can't help everybody. So there's so many issues that if we bring up our kids with this healthy system starting at home, we could avoid so many of these issues. Now go to another area. Okay, we're not going to exhaust both. These are huge topics. We're not going to exhaust them. We're trying to paint a picture of an ideal situation. Because like the Rebbe says, we're working to get to an ideal. The lashon of the, instead of looking at the ideal being training every teacher and every parent now to be emergency personnel in every school to be an infirmary, our ideal is to try to get the policemen and the emergency personnel to now be educators. That's where our ideal is. Are we there yet? No. But at least let's understand how much healthy material you have to work with, and we could get there. The next thought here is on Mishneh Yud. What did I say it was? Yud, yeah. Shmaya Oymer. Ehoiv es hamalocha. Love work. Usno es harabonus, and despise superiority, holding yourself prestigious and superior. Va'al tisvada l'roshus, and don't connect yourself with roshus. Roshus, epashtus, means government positions and politicians. So the three lessons are love work, despise superiority, and don't connect yourself with the roshos. The Medrash Shmuel on this Mishnah says the Mishnah could be learnt as addressing how we deal with our inner conflict with our Yetzer Hara. And this could be the most powerful preventative medicine available to us today. Ahoyv is ha-malacha. Love, work. Avoida is work. What's malacha? Malacha is productivity. It's not just work, and it's not just activity, it's productivity. Boredom, says the Medrash Shmuel, is the first and foremost tool of the Yetzer Hara. There's a Gemara that says, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is not allowed to go idle. A husband should allow his wife to work, and a woman should have some type of work at home or out of the home, because otherwise she will go bored, which leads to all terrible things. So it's true about adults and about children. Boredom is the breeding ground for all things no good. Ahoyvis amalacha means love the concept of getting busy, but not just busy and active, but productive. Now today, kids are more bored than they ever were. Could you even fathom? Ask Mrs. Groner here, who grew up in the old country, if kids were ever bored. And if yeah, how often they were bored. have a hard time believing was anything like today. Kids come to, "Mommy, I'm bored." Why? Because Baruch Hashem, there's so much that's handed to us. Our clothing, our food, our shelter, our schooling. Handed to us on a silver platter, which Baruch Hashem, we don't have to work for. Kids do not have to work nearly as hard as they had to back in the day. They have more time on their hands. So we now have this challenge of dealing with this boredom. The easy way is to stick them in front of a screen, for example. So one of the tempting ways of dealing with boredom is sticking the kids in front of entertainment. Sitting in front of a screen, any kind of screen, is very passive. Besides the fact that it's not an activity, it's a passive activity, it's also very not productive. On this Mishnah that Rabbeinu Yonah writes, one of the reasons why a person should never stop working, even an adult, is because once you stop accomplishing and producing, it's going to be very hard to get back into that mode. Now, this is plain to see. When kids sit down in front of entertainment, when they finish, they're worse than when they started. Because they're so used to being fed the whole, the activities being fed to them. Ahoyves amalacha means do what you can that the child should feel like they're doing something. It's good for the kid. You know, these kids today, these are already older kids. What are you doing? I'm chilling. Chilling. What's the difference between chilling and relaxing? Relaxing is an okay thing. Chilling is a planned act of nothingness. Relaxing means it's a preparation for something positive. Who coined the phrase, "We're killing time"? Well, how would you want to kill time? Time is so precious. But they're bored. They have too much time on their hands. The more time they kill away, the easier life becomes. So a helpful thing we could do for kids is to push it to help them fill their time. There's several times that Rebbe wrote to people sharp things about this. One, someone wanted to take his kid out of learning English. Okay, this is a very sensitive topic because the Rebbe had very strong opinions on learning English in school. And yet the Rebbe tells this father, if you don't find something for your son to do the entire time that his class is learning English, you have no right to take him out. Because boredom is the worst thing for a child, the Rebbe tells him. And on the positive, the Rebbe writes to somebody, I had the letter over here also, he gave money to the Beit Sefer L'Melacha in Eretz Yisrael. It was a school to help children from other backgrounds, really, to give them training and work. The Rebbe writes to him, in addition to all the beautiful things you did with your support, which is giving them a means of supporting themselves, giving them direction in Ruchnius and Gashmius, you Poshid are providing them with something productive in their life, and taking them out of a place of boredom, which is the breeding ground for so many terrible things. So Ahoyves HaMelacha is a tremendous tool we could give our kids. It's the tougher one. Sitting them in front of a screen is easy. Ahoyves HaMelacha means create this love for productivity. Get a kid to help for Shabbos and celebrate it. Think about the feeling when a child sets up the table. So she did it upside down. Or he put the forks in the wrong place. And then you celebrate. They did something. They set the table up beautifully. They made a salad. They baked something. We have so many opportunities in Yiddishkeit for Ahoyv es HaMelacha. Melacha is not just work and it's not just busyness. It's productivity. And then Usna es HaRabonos. The second enemy to being healthy, says the Medrash Shmuel, is Rabonos. Superiority. In plain English, that would be the attitude of Magiali. Magiali means Sukumtmir, or in English, plain, real English, entitlement, rights. What's rightfully mine? Rabbonus means, what am I needed for? What am I needed for? Someone asked the Rebbe why he created Tzivos Hashem. And there's an English letter where the Rebbe answers this person, Tavshin Mem Beis. One of the points is, says the Rebbe, I thought long and hard about one of the biggest issue to today's education. You know what it is? The lack of Kabbalas Oil, the lack of responsibility and accountability. And the best way I found we could deal with this is by giving the kids the sense of mission and belonging to something and answering to someone. What's interesting is, in Tovshin Yud Test is a letter of the Rebbe. Tovshin Tezayin, in 1956. And the Rebbe applauds this person for working, it seems like something like the Boy Scouts, but I couldn't confirm that exactly. And says, Rebbe, I actually found that this is the best thing you can do for today's youth. Youth like being part of a group where they need to follow a leader, and they need to have clear direction. And this is contrary to what people think, that the youth in America today want to be free and want to be let to go wherever they want. If you teach them the healthy part of having a leader and following instructions, it's the best thing you could do for them. Usna'es harabonos means bring up kids that ask themselves, what am I needed for? What can I do that's helpful? Where could I contribute? Not only, what do I want? What's going to make me feel good? These are ingredients to push it, bring up healthy people. And ba'al tisvado l'roshus, roshus is the Yetzer Hara, because roshus is that feeling that tells us, do whatever you want. You have roshus to do whatever you want. Like politicians, that's what Medrash Mor writes. The Yetzer Hara, it makes us like it's our best friend. Don't listen to what you're told. Go have a good time. That leads to boredom, to non-productivity, to anxiety, to loneliness, to depression, Rachmana Litzlan. It's all from the roshus. Do whatever you want, whatever makes you feel good. Ahoyves amalacha, snaras arabonos will avoid that. So let's just recap over here. As far as reminding ourselves and strengthening the healthy limbs that we do have, reminding ourselves of the health that we have, and not becoming hypochondriacs, or maybe you could say today there's a new phrase, hyperkinderacts. That when it comes to our kinderlach, everything's hyper. Everything needs to become a crisis, and we need professional help. Everything, a single kid needs professional help. And that way we could let those who work with these kids who really need the help, let them do their job. Most importantly, to work on preventative medicine, like the Rebbe writes to this police officer, whether it's in medicine or science or even the police force, to prevent things from happening, l'chatchila. And let's do what we can to visit our own Yiddishkeit. This is two tiny examples that just touch on two Mishnayos. Asei l'charav, for ourselves and our kids. Kenei l'chachover. And then the Mishnah we just did. If I could just end off, there's a Gemara that says, we'll finish with this, Mashiach is either going to come in a generation that's kulei chayev or kulei zakai. Which seems to say either a perfectly good generation or an absolutely corrupt generation. So what's the story? We're going to wait for that to happen? We're going to wait either till we get to sky high or Rahman al-Islam get hit rock bottom? So what's pshat? Here's a pshat. You could take it or leave it. The pshat is, if you ask anyone, how are we doing today? One person will tell you, oh man, today we never had so many catastrophes and so many crises like we have today. There's no leadership. There's so many kids on drugs and so many dropouts. Ein shom bayis, asher ein shom mes. There's a housing crisis. There's a shidduch crisis. Ay, ay, ay. Mashiach has to come. You ask somebody else how we're doing. What are you talking about? Shluchas, the Lubavitch is taking over the world. Our youth are stronger today than ever before. They put up with things that we can never put up when we were with kids. And Lubavitch especially, without seeing the Rebbe, we have the greatest chassidim ever were. A generation like this he never had before. That's when Mashiach is going to come. A generation like ours. So, amen, it should be now. Amen.